So I want to ask you about a couple more clinical scenarios rather than go through the last couple cases that you have that I've been asking a lot of investigators about, and I want to make sure I ask you about because it really relates to the issue of, new agents and newly approved agents and how you go about integrating them into your practice. So first of all, in terms of ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease, we now have our third CDK4/6 inhibitor approved, abemaciclib, along with ribociclib and palbociclib. Just curious in your quick take about how you choose between the three.
So quick take is I'm still using palbociclib primarily. I've used both of the other drugs in trials. I'm intrigued by abemaciclib's single agent activity. It is a harder drug, because of the GI toxicity. But I think abemaciclib, which I've not had the opportunity really to use in the not on clinical trials, is a reasonable drug, but it is a different side effect profile, one that's probably a little less tolerable to patients. Ribociclib, I've used only on clinical trials. The problem I have with ribociclib is the augmented cardiac monitoring that's required. And so it's a little harder for me to incorporate it easily into my clinical practice.